live from the Sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, an inspiring today word that will help you battle through today's challenges. Listen and enjoy this exciting message and let the presence of the Lord work through you to reach the world for Jesus Christ. True love, pure worship, real answers.
But I got some, I come today not with a sermon. I don't have a sermon, but I have a message. I have a message from God, and it's for this church, and for this pastor, and for the leadership of this church, mostly the leadership of this church. Churches are dying all across the United States. They're dying. Look at your neighbor and say, this church is not dying. This, look at them again. They didn't hear you good. This church is not dying. This church is alive. This church is alive. This church is well. This church is founded upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's no weapon formed against it will prosper. All the enemies, all the floods will come in and all that. But I want you to know the Spirit of the Lord will hold up a standard against all of it. I want you to trust that this morning. No weapon formed against this place is going to, it's not going to happen. 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 Greatness is yet to come. Great things are yet to come. God has saved the very best to last. And you don't need to be wary and all fainting and stuff like that. Don't be fainting and falling by the wayside. I want you to know God is going to move in this community like he has never moved before. But you got to trust him as the body of Christ. Don't look on the left. Don't look on the right. But keep your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Straight ahead. Don't back up. Don't back up. Don't lay down. Don't cow down. Don't quit. Anybody can quit. Anybody can throw the towel in and say, I'm just not going to do this no more. Anybody can do that. But it takes a man or a woman to stand up, say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord and we're going to stand with him. I don't want to preach too much before I preach. Sometimes we preach four or five messages. Now, I've got God's given me it's a pretty long message if I preach at all. Is it all right? Can y'all handle long ones? Turn your Bibles to Genesis. I'm going to go from Genesis to Revelation, so get ready. Get ready. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad I came today. Glad I came today. You know what? This young man, he's a police officer, playing the mandolin over here. This is the first setting like this he's set in. And I tell you what, I thank God for him. Him and his wife just rededicated their life about... Oh, how long, Josh? How long's it been? He's over here. He moved on me. About 4 months back. Now, she's up here on the dance team. Did you see her getting down up in here? God's a moving. But you know what? The church is belly aching too much. Prices are not going. You know, I found out that prices are not going to go down because I belly ache about it. Right? Things is not going to change through our government because I cry and bellyache about it. Because I'll get my own self in trouble by trying to straighten it out, and I have no chance of straightening it out. If God can't straighten it out, it will not be straightened out. Are we in Genesis chapter 2? I thank God this morning. I want to thank God for my son and his beautiful wife. I want them to stand up. Glad to be in church with them this morning. It's been a while since I've been in church with them. My oldest granddaughter's here and her boyfriend. I want them to stand up. We thank God for them. And none of this wouldn't be if it wasn't for my beautiful wife. I want her to stand up. And thank the Lord for her. Me and her have been kicking around together for about 44 years. Is that right? About 44 years we've been married, and we kicked around a little bit before that. I know she don't look that old, but we've been married for 44 years, and we still love each other. See, there's a God kind of love that can keep you together. There's a God kind of love that can keep you together. Oh, it didn't go over good. All right, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man become a living what? So I want you to know up here this morning, I'm alive in the Lord. Are you alive in the Lord today? Are we alive in Jesus today? I want you to know something, guys. We need to focus on him more now than we ever did. See, we lost our focus a few years back, and we started focusing on how good people can preach and how good people can sing. And we've left Jesus along the wayside somewhere. Because we'll drive all over the country to hear somebody preach, and Jesus is wanting to be right in our home with us. And we won't let him in. We won't let him in. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door," he said, "I'll come in and I'll sup with him and him with me." He's been at our door all the time. He's been right there all the time. And we're running looking for the Spirit of God. Don't we know by now that the Spirit of God should be in us? Should be in us. It should be in us. We should know that by now, shouldn't we? Now let's go to the book of John chapter 20. I want you Bible readers to look at this now with me as we go. Chapter 20. Gandyville's reading through the Bible this year. Chapter 20 and verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, "Peace be unto you." Isn't he awesome? Isn't Jesus awesome? Isn't the Lord awesome? Isn't he great? And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples what? What were they? Glad. We should be glad when we see Jesus. And guys, he's closer than what you think. We should be glad when we see Jesus. I've seen Jesus up here today. I've seen the Lord up here today. I've seen Jesus. We are the body of Christ. You can do whatever you want to do, but we're the body of Christ. Some are fingers and toes, and some are eyes and ears, whatever it may be. But we're the body of Christ. We form the body of Christ up together. I've seen Jesus in action up here today. Did anybody else see him with me? Did you hear him? Did you hear him this morning? Did you hear the King of Kings and Lord of Lords today? And when he has so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed, everybody say breathe. He breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Now, wonder why, was these apostles lost? Was the disciples lost? No, they needed more of him. They needed more of the Spirit of God, because the destiny that he had for them, they needed to have more of his power, more of his touch. Is anybody hearing me? Is anybody? He said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Now let's go to the book of Acts chapter 2. The book of Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there come a what? A sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothing tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all, everybody say all. They were all, everybody didn't say all. Everybody say all. All. Oh, that's a little bit better. Still missed some of you. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit give them utterance. Now, I want you to know something, guys. There's something about God breathing. Now I used to preach on this subject quite a bit. I hadn't preached on this now for probably over a year. But there's a time when we need to receive more of God. It should be all the time, but there's a time when God's moving, trying to change the direction of the church and get them back on track. Now, when God begins to do that, a lot of people can't handle that. They want to stay back with the old manna. They want to keep on sucking on the fruit jar that they already had. But you know what? You can't put new wine in old vessels. It'll break them. So we need to be careful when that change begins to take place, because some people will get broken. I don't want people to get broken because God's given me a revelation of something and it's passed me by. Is anybody here? I don't want other people to be hurt because God gave me a revelation and I've tried to throw it on them before they were ready. Does anybody hear me? Because listen, God wants all of his people to work together. We're the body of Christ. Now, there was when Paul and Silas was when they were thrown in prison, there was a reason they were in prison. Listen, what would we do if we were in prison? Now, when they were thrown in, let me go over a couple things right here. There's a couple things. Breathed into his nostrils. This is the beginning. Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man become a living soul. Now, guys, I want you to know something today, that the church needs to receive that. We need to receive the breath of God. Now, there was an outpouring. There's been an outpouring here since I've been here. Back in the prayer room, there was an outpouring of God's presence. When I come in here, you could feel and taste the Lord right there. You could feel and taste. When I sit down here, is that where you sit, Pastor? I could tell that because that was just anointing right around there. That made you want to dance. That made you want to dance. How many knows that when Smith Wigglesworth, he traveled a lot on trains and stuff like that. He'd go in a train and people just bow down and begin to say, I want to receive Jesus. He wouldn't have to say a word. Listen, your presence, if you've been in the presence of God, it will show. Now, it showed up here this morning that these guys had been in the presence of the Lord. And it will show when you are. Is anybody with me? Is anybody hearing me? Now Paul and Silas, they were in prayer, and there was a certain damsel that just kept interrupting their prayer time. I want you to know that the devil don't want you to pray. I said Lucifer, the devil don't want you to pray. He don't never want you to be in prayer time. He don't want you to ever be in prayer time. Now, I'm going to get to where I'm going here in just a few minutes. But he wants to stop you from hanging out with the Lord Jesus Christ. The phone will ring. The doorbell will ring. Somebody will come by that hadn't been by in 13 years. And they just have to hang out. But you know what? Jesus is more important to hang out with than the best friend that you ever had in the world, because he said, I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'll be with you all the way. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you even to the end of the world. Is anybody here? I said, is anybody here? Is that they just two people here this morning? Somebody give God some praise a little bit. But see, the devil will want to put a grip on a church. And if we're not careful, he'll want to put a grip on the leadership. He'll want to bound them up. Now, you changed our church when you guys come over. When you guys come over and you ministered and you guys sung and you had your prophetic team there, we were just getting into some prophetic things. You come and just put I didn't even know that you was bringing a prophetic team, but you brought them and you put some icing on the cake that had already been served. And that's what makes it so sweet, because God knows what's needed. I said, God knows what's needed. I said, God knows what's needed. And we need to trust him more than we do anybody else. Trust the Lord. But they were praying and they were in prayer. And this woman kept on trying to exalt them a little bit. These men are, surely they're the men of God. And kept on, and Paul got grieved by her, kept bothering them, and he turned and rebuked the spirit. Guys, I want you to know we have power to rebuke these spirits that's troubling, that's stopping. We've got power to do that in Jesus' name. If Paul had it, then Dan Freeman's got it. If Dan Freeman's got it, then this pastor Shorty's got it. And I want you to know something. We don't use the tools that God has given us. He said, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Is anybody here? I need you two guys to come up here. Sitting right on the back seat right there. Yeah. I need one of you to sit right here. One right here. Because I think you all are the only ones hearing me. And right at this point, I need your presence up here to help me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Has anybody ever been there? I just need some help up here. And it's hard to help way back there, so they're trying to help me. So I want them up here where they can really give me some help. But you know that didn't stop them from praying. They turn and rebuke that spirit. And there's certain times, guys, that we need to rebuke. Rebuke some spirits. But we'll sit back and let that spirit control our church if we're not careful. Now, I know this church is a praying church. I know that this pastor is a praying pastor. I know this man. Listen, God showed me his heart a long time ago. And I want you to know you've got better than what you think. You've got better than what you know. You've got better. That's just Brother Rob. He'll be all right. Don't pay no attention to that. He'll be all right. You better pay attention to your pastor. You better pay attention to the man of God that God has anointed to set up here. You better pay attention to him. Because there's many weapons out there that's formed against him. Listen, the devil wants to stop the head first. Did you hear me? If he can get to the head and cut the head off, then it's easy to get to everybody else. It's easy to get to everybody else because the door will be open to destroy. The door, I said, will be open to destroy. And I want you to know something. He can't have this church. No way. Now, this woman was a, she was a soothsayer, and she went around, she was full of the spirit of the devil, trying to tell all these men of God right here, they're so awesome. Be careful who we let brag on us. Be careful who's patting you on the back and telling you how great you are. You need to know those that labor among you. You need to know those that labor among you. I said, you need to know those that labor among you. Because listen, the devil will use anybody he can to tear down and to destroy. He's not going to get this church. I said, he's not going to get this church. I said, he's not going to get this church. I said, he can't have this church. He can't have this church. He can't have this flock. No. He can't have this flock. He can't have this people. No, sir. Somebody help me right there. He cannot have this church. I said he cannot have this church. I want you to hear what I'm saying. The devil cannot have this church. He cannot control this church. I rebuke him right now in Jesus' name that he will loose it. We're going to pull down some strongholds here this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there's many churches that's got two or three people sitting in fussing with each other. Quiet. There's a bunch of them. But guys, we need to be a people that's quick to forgive. And quick to ask for forgiveness. Yeah. And quick to admit that we're wrong. I was wrong once and I hated to tell it. But when I did, it freed me. It freed me up. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You see the devil wants to stop the breath of God. Did anybody else besides me feel the breath of God while the praise team was singing. I tell you what, when them chains begin to fall off, I said, when them chains begin to fall off, there's cold chill bumps just running up and down my back and all up and down my side and all over the place. Did anybody else feel it? Am I the only one that felt that? It may be where Pastor Rob sits there. That may be a lot of it. But I tell you what, I felt it just go through me. And I like that feeling. Is anybody else? See, the church gets in a form and a fashion. I can quieten this crowd down real quick. But we get in a form and a fashion. We do our three songs. Now, see, the Spirit of the Lord knows what it's doing. Because I was sitting here praying about how to call Brother Otis up to sing and his wife. I was already praying about it. And his wife, his lovely wife, come up and bent down and said, if you need me, and Otis said, we're ready. I'm telling you right. If you need us to do whatever, now they got a lot of gifts that they use. But I tell you what, God knows what he's doing. I said, God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. And we need to, there's a lot of voices out there, and we need to know the right voice. I said, we need to know the right voice. I don't listen to every voice I hear. I rebuke it. I said, I rebuke it. I tell it to get away, to leave in Jesus' name, and it has to go. But this woman brought her masters much gain. I mean, she brought them much gain by soothsaying, by witchcraft stuff. And guys, if we're not careful, we're going to get into churches that anything goes. Did you know? You can go to churches that they let anything go on. I mean, they got homosexuals sitting together now. That's good. But it's bad when you don't let them know that it's wrong. When they got homosexuals sitting right in the sanctuary, and they're holding hands together and smooching each other on the face. Listen, it's bad when you don't let them know what God thinks about it and what the church thinks about it. Oh, you'll run them off. I don't run nobody off. Listen, I preach the gospel. If the people either come this way or they'll go that way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we, not only that, but we let all sorts of people just pat them on the back. It's so good that you're here. It's so good that you're here, and it is, right? But they need to know that we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't serve Buddha. I don't care. Listen, the United States has allowed all these other countries to come in. I said this the other day, and it's worth saying again. They let all these other countries come in. I'm not against that. Let them come in, but tell them to keep their stinking gods where they come from. Leave them at home. We serve God Almighty. We serve the King of Kings. We serve the Lord of Lords. We don't serve Buddha. We don't serve that trash. We serve God Almighty, the creator of the entire universe. That's who we worship. That's who we worship. But the government has let them bring them right in, and now everything is okay. Everything is okay. Well, that's a lie from the devil. I said that's a lie from the devil. They got so mad at Paul and Silas that they went through all their court deals and all this kind of stuff, and they end up throwing them in prison. Has anybody ever heard that preached? They throwed them in prison. Paul and Silas in prison. I wonder what we would do about that time. We would try to call everybody that we could get a hold of to come and bail us out, wouldn't we? We'd forget about Jesus. We'd be mad at him about that. You could have stopped that, Jesus, if you would have. Wouldn't we? You could have stopped it before it ever happened, Jesus, if you would have. I'm serving you, and I do this for you. But you know what the Lord said? He said, in the last days, people would come to me in the last days saying, oh, Lord, I cast out devils in your name. Lord, I prophesied in your name. Lord, I've done many wonderful works in your name. And he said, I'll say to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. That's tough. I said, Jesus, that's tough. But it's the truth. And how many wants to stand on the truth? I want the truth, don't you? They were thrown in prison. Now, I need my piano player. Where'd he go? I need you up there right about now. This guy's anointed to play that thing, boy. I already know something, Brother Jimmy. I already know something. We're getting ready to change all of our music sound completely around. Did you hear that sound in here this morning? Did you hear this thing a ringing back through there? What kind is it? It's a yammy hammy. So we'll get that one. I need you up on them drums, buddy. I know they got you caged up and you feel like you're in a cage, but these people was in prison, man. That's the reason I want you in there. Now, the rest of you get ready because you're coming soon. But what did they do? See, listen, guys, we don't trust the Lord enough to know that he'll show up on time. Sometimes it don't look like it's on time, but he's always on time. He's always got the answer. He's always right. But we'll mess it all up before he gets there. I said, if we're not careful with our big mouth, we'll mess it all up before he gets there. Somebody help me right there. But Paul and Silas, they threw them in prison. Now, they didn't have no color TV in there. They didn't have no weight room. Did you hear me? Are you hearing me? They didn't have no place where they could go and get them a little snack before they went to bed. See, the prisons are different from what they were then. They throwed them in the prison, and the inner prison they went. They throwed them there and they charged the jail keeper to keep them in there, lock them down, and keep them safe and sound. But God, somebody say, but God. But God, who's rich in mercy. I'm proud of you guys. I'm spitting all over my hand. You guys done a good job. But they threw them in there and thought they had everything, thought they had them under control. But see, when a church gets on fire, far is what I say. Yeah, not fire, far. When a church gets on fire, when a church gets on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not going to keep them bound up. They're not going to keep them in prison. They're not going to hold them back. But they're going to come out there victorious over everything that might attack that church. Now, I know this man. Me and him talks, and we pray together. I remember the first time I stopped here. I told him, I come in there, I was in work clothes, wasn't I? I said, I'm from the Jehovah Witness. I come to see if you receive the Holy Ghost. That'll stump you, won't it? That's the first time we met. I walked in there. He got an office over here. I mean, God's blessed you, mister. God's blessed you. I mean, the best is yet to come for you. The best is yet to come for you. Finances is going to start flowing, so get ready. Get ready. Finances is going to start flowing. You guys that goes to this church, that's crying and belly aching about your tithes all the time, you might as well shut your mouth and give your tithes up. Just shut your mouth and give your tithes up. Because God's already warned you. God's already told you. He's woke you up in the night. That this church needs everybody here, not just a few. Every person here, where it be $2 or $2,000, putting in that plate. Somebody said, well, I give, as a man told me this one time, I wanted to slap him right in the face. I said, you're supposed to be a preacher. You're ignorant. What's wrong with you? He said, I give more. He said, the church I go to, he said, I give more than all of them put together. I said, praise God. He said, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. He said, I give more than, I said, I rebuked him. I said, sir, that is wrong. I said, if you give $5,000 a week and somebody else gives $5 a week and that's their tithes, you have give exactly the same. God, listen, God set your tithes up on what you draw. So don't try to trick him, because he already knows what you're going to draw before you get it. But you know what? You never got weary in well-doing. You didn't faint. You didn't faint by the wayside. For that, God's going to honor you even as I speak. He's going to honor you, and he's going to bless this church with finances. And it wouldn't surprise me if somebody don't come in this building and just say, Pastor, how much do you owe on this property? How much do you owe on this property? Now, you're a man in like passion as Elijah was, aren't you? Well, Benny Hinn was sitting, as a man called him and said, I want you to go out to eat with me. He put him off. I want you to go out. Don't, if somebody calls you wanting to go eat, don't put them off. I don't care if they don't look like they could buy you a biscuit. Don't look at that. When they call you, say, yes, I'm ready, let's go. Because Benny Hinn put this man off about 3 or 4 times, and the man called him one more time, and Benny thought, well, he's just aggravating me. He said, I'm going to go eat with this guy. He said, I'm going to go eat with this guy. Said, I'll be back in a little while. They sat down across the table with each other. He looked him across the, he had bibbed overalls on, and he had a rough-looking shirt on, and he looked him across the face. And he said, Benny Hinn said, how much money do you need? How much money can I give you? And he said, how much do you owe? He said, oh, a lot. He's looking at the guy. He was looking at the guy's stature. He was looking at his countenance. But he said, how much do you owe? He said, I need to know. And he pulled his checkbook out and laid it on the table. He said, how much is it? Benny Hinn told him, said, right now I'm about 3 million dollars in debt. And he said, I have no way of paying it. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. The man said, how much was it? He even asked him how to spell it out. And he wrote it out to him, Benny Hinn took the check, paid off everything that he owed. Don't tell me that one person don't make a difference. One person can stop by this place and take care of business for you, Pastor, because you've been well. You've not fainted. You've not fainted. You've not quit. You've not backed up. You're still preaching the gospel like you did at the beginning, and you're not backing up. So God is going to honor you. He's going to bless you, and he's going to make sure that this thing gets took care of. Going to make sure he gets it took care of. Now, church, when that begins to happen, don't you go to hold back. Don't you say, well, the church don't need it. We're going to just hold back. Listen, God is wanting to bless this church. And when the people in this community sees the outpouring of God's blessing upon this community, upon this church, this community is going to flood this place. They're going to flood this place. They were thought they was in prison. Thrown in prison. And about midnight, there's something about the Lord waking you up about 2 o'clock in the morning, aren't they? Does he ever do that to anybody else? Most people say, that, I'll rebuke you. I'll rebuke you. I'm too sleepy now. But God wants to have that time with you. How about midnight? Let's pretend like you're Paul this morning. Can we do that? They begin to pray first thing. They begin to pray and they begin to sing psalms unto the Lord. And I want you to begin to, first of all, you guys go ahead and just pray. Pray out loud or pray silent in any way you want to, just for a moment. I told them I was going to stretch them, so right now is a good time. A song ready? All right. And they begin to sing praises unto the Lord. They wasn't a church. They was as far as you could get away from the church. Guys, when God makes a move in your life, most of the time you ain't at church. You're somewhere seeking His face. You're somewhere on your face by yourself. When God touches you, my God, you come out there and you're ready to go to church. We need to come to church ready to do church. We don't need to wait till we get to church to have church. Have church before you get to church. And I want you to know something. That'll change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere. They begin to sing praises unto the Lord. Go, kid. Sing
about. I will rejoice and be glad.
Lift Him up before we go today.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice.
Come up there, Daddy.
And be glad.
Show
yes, on. I will. I will rejoice. I will rejoice.
Open your eyes up, Madeline Blair. Get on up there.
Glad.
Come on up there.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
There is a river whose streams.
Lord Jesus, we bless your holy name today. We glorify your holy name today.
Make glad the city of our God. Yeah, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God. I will rejoice. I will rejoice.
Begin to sing unto the Lord, and as they begin to pray unto the Lord, the prison doors, you know what? The prisoners, the other prisoners heard them. Somebody needs to hear you, praise God. Somebody's all bound up, all chained up and all bound up. They need to hear you, praise the Lord. Because your neighbor may be hurting right now. I said your neighbor may be hurting right now, and they need to hear you worshiping the Lord. They begin about midnight to praise Him and sing praises unto His name and pray together. And the jail, all the prisoners heard them, and the jail, the cell doors opened. And every chain, somebody say every chain. There may be somebody next to you that's all bound up and they need to get free. Every chain begin to fall off as they praise God and worship God. There's a time if we come to church, ready, already had church before you get there, I want you to know somebody beside of you's life's going to be changed. The prison doors flew open and the jail keeper, he sprung in. He come running in. And Paul said to him, said, "It's all right, man." I'll put it in hillbilly words. "It's all right, man." He said, "We're all here. We're all here. Don't be all striped and all messed up. We're all here." He said, "Sirs, what must I do? I want what you got. I need what you got." Is anybody coming to you saying, "What can I do to get what you've got?" Are we got a glow shining on us like Moses? Or do we have a mad streak in us and everybody knows it? Do we have a look about us that everybody sees us coming in Walmarts and changes to the other side? Huh? Or do we have a glow about us and the Lord Jesus Christ is shining? Yay. I said the Lord Jesus Christ is shining out of us. Sing some more.
There is a fountain that's full of grace, and it flows from Emmanuel's veins.
Come on, mommy. Told him, if he had asked the church today, "What must I do to be saved?" Could we tell him? Or we'd have said, "Well, if you go to Bethel Church, you'll get it. Or if you go to, there's a Methodist church over here on the bank, right there is where the answer is. There's a Baptist church over here up on the side of the hill. You can get it there. Or down here to the, you know, there's a Nazarene over here and a Presbyterian back over here." But they didn't begin to go through all that religious stuff. They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." Did you hear me? They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved." Did you hear me? "Oh, we would have went through a big ritual." Now you got to do this. You got to come to church 14 times in the next month, and you got to do this. And you got to... No. They didn't go through all them rituals. They just said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." Then they said, "Your whole house is coming in." Yeah. God's wanting the whole house to come in. Your whole house is coming in. Religion won't get it done. Religion won't get it done. I said religion won't get it done. Are there someone here this morning that's running from God? Just running from God. trying to hide from the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's you, I want you to come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Rededicate yourself back to Him. Maybe you've never knew Him as your Lord. You know what would really do a great work here this morning? More than what all the stuff that's already went on. For one person to come back to Jesus, or one person that's never been saved, come and give their life to the Lord. One. It would cover up everything that's happened. It would cover it up. It would just smother it. Would you come? Maybe you used to run with Jesus and you used to serve Him. And you've steered off in the right way. You've steered out of the right way. The true path. You've wanted a different direction. If that's you, would you come right now? Jesus loves you, baby. Jesus loves you. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, loves you. Loves you with all the love that we can see throughout the world. Jesus loves you more. Would you come this morning? Would you come? Would you come? The chains, if you'll make a step, them chains that's got you bound up will fall off. I guarantee they will. Them chains that's got you bound up will fall off. Would you come? My. What we give up to have certain things. Let's don't give the Lord up. Let's don't quit on Jesus.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope this message has touched you in some way. Our purpose and desire for these podcasts is to edify believers and share the good news of salvation in Christ. If you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior today, look up Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It makes it very simple. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you'd like more information on salvation, visit our website at bethelwc.org. We have a section that explains it in more detail. If you confess Christ for the first time today, welcome to the family, and we would love to hear from you. Be blessed.